GOP Representative Jeff Stone says he wants to improve the security of Wisconsin elections. For instance, he wants to make sure voters sign the poll book. The legislature approved that requirement a couple of years ago. However, Stone has a plan if voters don't comply.
This would allow those ballots to be challenged if there were not signatures in the poll book.
Under Stone's plan, the number of signatures at the end of the election would have to match the number of ballots cast.
How are they going to know which ballots belong to the people who didn't sign the poll book?
That's Andrea Kaminsky, executive director of the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. It opposes the assemblyman's plan.
Well, how are they going to do that?
The answer is that poll workers would toss out random ballots until the number of signatures matches the number of ballots cast at each location. Kaminsky says the state should not punish random voters for errors poll workers make. She predicts Stone's bill will make it tougher for people in Wisconsin to vote. Representative Stone says his plan does address photo ID concerns. Court challenges have held up the mandate that voters present photo identification. Critics say it would discourage people from voting if they don't have a photo ID or the means to obtain it. Stone says his bill would allow exceptions.
A voter who cannot obtain a photo ID for some specific reason, because it would have a cost to them or they have a religious objection, something like that, they can affirm that and they would be able to cast a ballot.
Wisconsin isn't the only state changing its voting laws. Some have made news for adopting photo ID and limiting early voting hours, such as Alabama and Florida. However, others are trending in the opposite direction, according to Diana Kasten. She's with the Brennan Center. It's a think tank and advocacy group in Washington, D.C. Kasten says a few states are moving to modernize their voter registration systems.
Through things like online registration, making sure that when you move within the state, you're not kicked off the rolls and instead your registration moves with you.
Kasten says among the states creating online voter registration are Colorado and Illinois. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.